This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In writing my book, Life in Five Senses, I did many experiments, went on many adventures, and did a lot of research. One of my most ambitious exercises was to visit the Metropolitan Museum of Art every day for a year. I decided to do it for a year, but I've never stopped. I still go every day. I love these visits. Among other things, when I started making them, I was curious to see how the Met would change over time, as it became more and more familiar to me. It has been an absolutely fascinating study. As you'd expect, after so many visits, I started to notice things that had previously escaped my attention. One odd thing I noticed recently had to do with stairways. When I come into the Met, if I want to go to the second floor, right by the entrance I use are two stairways very close to each other. And they're separated by just a few galleries, and both go from the first floor to the second floor. What I started to notice, and what surprised me, is that one of the stairways took much more effort to climb. Was this my imagination? In visit after visit, I'd climb one staircase or the other to compare my experience. Yep, it was definitely true that the staircase that goes by the Greek and Roman study collection mezzanine and ends up just outside the entrance to the later South Asia Gallery took more energy to climb than the staircase that led from behind the Greek and Roman art galleries to one side of the 19th century European paintings and sculpture gallery. Why? I compared the two. Was it the material underfoot? No, they were both made of stone. Was it the number of flights and landings? Nope. Both staircases contained four flights of stairs separated by three landings. Was it the surroundings? No, the difficult staircase was much more interesting than the easier staircase because it went by a mezzanine gallery. So if anything, that factor would cut the other way. Finally, I thought to measure the height of each step. I brought in a ruler. I discovered that with the more taxing staircase, for just the first two of the four individual flights, the steps were slightly higher than for the second two flights, and higher than all of the steps of the easier staircase. That subtle difference didn't even affect the entire experience, and it certainly took me a long time to notice it, and nevertheless, it made climbing the staircase noticeably more arduous. This observation underscores a truth that I already know. The same experience can be drastically changed by design, and even a very subtle difference can have a dramatic consequence. We may be making the same climb, but our journey can be very different depending on the staircase we're on. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.